As network leaders, we are frequently asked to prove the business case for diversity and inclusion. We are expected to understand the legal case. Although most of us will have become involved because of our passion for creating a positive change, we don't often have crucial conversations about the ethical case. Perhaps this is because it can be seen as opposition to the business case, irrelevant or too controversial. But can this be squared in a way that becomes not only acceptable, but beneficial to the organisation? In Aristotle's original writing on ethics, he describes it as active engagement in life which leads to good habits. Habits being the Greek meaning of ethos. Ethics, as it is applied, is a common set of rules that a community adheres to, governing their personal and social actions. It's the glue that says whether you're a member of the group or not, whether your behaviour is right or wrong. The key here being action, not just values or beliefs. Organisations have no inherent requirements to act ethically. There will be laws that govern certain behaviours, but ultimately most companies are self-serving and don't create rules based on broader ethical outcomes. People who work for these organisations are usually not immoral, but may find their personal ethics irrelevant as part of this transactional community. You do the job you're paid for. Organisations that take ethics seriously will usually display this by publishing and enacting procedures, not just values, that encompass how moral objectives are built into everyday functions, how employees are treated fairly and respect diversity, how self-aware they are about their impact on society and the environment, and how clear they are about their corporate objectives and how ethical behaviours are held to account. There are potentially business benefits to an ethical approach, such as gaining a sense of cohesion among the workers who believe and behave according to a common set of values. Employees may feel an inflated sense of worth and motivation to work for the organisation, and customers may regard you with greater trust and warmth, which can be turned into a market differentiator. But the point about an ethical case is that it stands alone as simply the right thing to do, regardless of the business and sometimes legal case. At times when you receive pushback for something your employee network wants to do because it is unmeasurable in a traditional sense, you may want to consider using the ethical case.